Paul Jacobs at the organ. That's a brand new recording. In fact, it's not out until next month on the Naxos label. Charles Ives, Variations on America. The story goes that the 17-year-old Charles Ives improvised that during a church service at the organ. And luckily it was written down at some point. And there'll be a chance for you to have some patriotic classical style music on the 4th. You can relive the magic of this year's Memorial Day event. Watch the rebroadcast of Celebration at the Station with the Kansas City Symphony. It'll be on Kansas City PBS, channel 19.1, on January 4th. And it was quite a program. Copland's Lincoln Portrait, Sousa Marches, John Williams' Hymn to the Fallen, and even Make Our Garden Grow from Candide by Leonard Bernstein. All kinds of classical patriotic treats. And that'll be rebroadcast on the 4th. Good morning on the 2nd. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend on KPR. Next, Handel Concerto Grosso, and we'll have an animal from the Swan, from the Carnival of the Animals. An overture by Felix Mendelssohn and Beethoven's 22nd Piano Sonata. Support for all this great classical music on KPR comes mostly from you, but also from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's the Handel Concerto Grosso No. 7, Opus 6 on KPR. A Concerto Grosso, a concerto for strings there by Handel, the 7th from the 6th opus, the Guildhall String Ensemble here on KPR. Coming up, a piece by Felix Mendelssohn. He was inspired to write it after he took a trip to Scotland and rode a boat inside of a sea cave. We'll hear an impression of that before we hear Beethoven's 22nd Piano Sonata. And this afternoon, Themes with Variations from Dvorak and Jean Francais, and the Fulsome Haydn Symphony. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Before we hear a little bit the Swan from the Carnival of the Animals, let's check the forecast. Such strange weather. Yesterday there was that wonderful cold front that came through and felt so good and chilly, and today it's hot and humid. The official forecast, for Lawrence at least, 30% chance of rain today. And then after 4 p.m., chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high today should be actually 96, but with the humidity and everything, 108 is what it'll feel like. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 in the morning, a low of 70. And tomorrow, for the 3rd, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high near 83. This is KPR. With flutist Bettina Clemen, The Swan by Camille Saint-Saëns, here on Kansas Public Radio. Now, here's that overture by Felix Mendelssohn. It's the Hebrides Overture, Fingal's Cave. Inspired by a trip to Scotland, Felix Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, Fingal's Cave. That was Bernard Haitink and the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Next hour, after we hear a medley of Welsh airs played with flute and harp, we'll hear some 20th century consort music by Geoffrey Bush, and at about 10:20, in just a little over half an hour, we'll be hearing Chopin's very romantic first piano concerto. Next, here's Garrick Olson at the piano for the 22nd Piano Sonata in F by Beethoven on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That was Garrick Olson playing Beethoven's 22nd Piano Sonata here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Join us this weekend for Bullseye here on KPR. Good morning. It's 10 o'clock from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for last week. Thanks to your support, we made our fiscal year-end goal of raising $25,000, and that was matched. So we're starting the new fiscal year with $50,000 to help meet expenses. Thank you so much, and it's never too late to support KPR. You can find out all about it and the different levels, and you can do it at KansasPublicRadio.org. In just 3 minutes, some Welsh airs played with flute and harp. That'll be right after the news and right here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, on Corva.
We're designated safe by the military. Tens of thousands have also fled eastern Gaza City over the past 5 days due to a renewed Israeli assault there against Hamas. Aya Boltraoui, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from BritBox, dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. And unfortunately, something that if you're on campus or between the Bank of America on 9th Street and campus, be alert. There's an armed suspect who ran from the Bank of America on 9th Street just north of campus. He ran south, so he was last seen running south from 9th and Ohio. So this was a bank robbery just two blocks north of the Lawrence KU campus. So the suspect is a black male, 6'2", wearing black-on-black clothing. So if you see him, don't approach him. Just call 911. So that's a KU emergency alert, bank robbery two blocks north of campus. He was last seen running south towards campus from 9th and Ohio. Black male, 6'2", black-on-black clothing. Do not approach. If seen, call 911. This is KPR. Beautiful Welsh melodies arranged for flute and harp with Jill Austin and Kitty Eliason. Next, some modern orchestra consort music from the 20th century. And then Chopin's piano, first piano concerto is coming up. Forecast is, well, today it is a heat advisory. We have a 30% chance of showers and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 this afternoon, but otherwise it should be sunny with a high near 96, but feeling like it's about 108. The gusts of wind from the south are helping. They're gusting up to about 25 miles per hour. But tonight it's a 90% chance for thunderstorms with a low of 70, and even tomorrow we have another chance of rain, 50%. Tomorrow's high should only be 83, though. And for the 4th of July, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 in the afternoon. And then maybe after that between 1 and 4. And then very likely after 4. Should be partly sunny, though, for the 4th with a high of 88 degrees. 60% chance of rain on the 4th. This is Jeffrey Bush a suite of what he calls consort music on Kansas Public Radio. Some English music played by the English Northern Philharmonia. Consort music by Jeffrey Bush. Next, music by Frédéric Chopin here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m. featuring patriotic music by the Handbell Choir, Mass Choir of Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Frédéric Chopin wrote his first piano concerto when he was only 20, and he soloed in it in the first performance during one of his farewell concerts before leaving Poland. This is Marta Argerich, pianist with the London Symphony Orchestra. Frédéric Chopin's first piano concerto on KPR. That was Marta Argerich at the piano with the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado, written by the 20-year-old Frédéric Chopin, Chopin's first piano concerto, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service, Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by the Handbell Choir, Mass Choir of Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Series events this June and July with The Floor is Lava art exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Gallery and daily events for elementary ages. More at tscpl.org.
I'm Lakshmi Singh. Political camps are weighing the administration plans to provide an additional $2.3 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 50 points to 39,118. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. It's 11:04. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Theodore Kushar and the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra for a short little tone poem sketched on a Stephen Foster melody here on Kansas Public Radio. There was an alleged bank robbery in Lawrence earlier this morning, and the KU emergency alert that just came over is that officers continue to search the area. The alleged robber fled south from 9th and Ohio. Looks like the person ran towards 10th Street, but the KU emergency officers say there is no indication that the suspect entered campus, but to remain aware and call 911 if needed. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Remember, you can always check our playlists online to see what's playing or look up what's been played. Here is the guitarist John Williams playing J.S. Bach This is John Williams' transcription for guitar of the third cello suite by Bach, now on KPR. John Williams, guitarist, playing Bach, cello suite number 3 in C here on KPR. Next, a moment from Our Town, music that Aaron Copland wrote for the 1940 film of Thornton Wilder's play, Grover's Corners. And then Luigi Boccherini, cello quintet, and Jeff Watson has more music as usual from noon to 3 here on KPR. Updated forecast is advising of a heat advisory today from 12 noon until 8 p.m. The high is supposed to be 96 today. It's in the mid to upper 80s right now across the KPR listening area. And so far, the 30% chance, slight chance for showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. stands, but is also saying it should be sunny with the high near 96 and with the high humidity, making it feel like it's 108. Tonight, 90% chance of more rain, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 in the morning, a warm night with westerly winds, a low of 70. And tomorrow, July 3rd, has a 50% chance of rain. Looks like Wednesday night, 80%. And for the 4th of July, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 in the afternoon, and then also between 1 and 4, and thunderstorms likely after 4. Although it should be partly sunny, with a high near 88, that's a 60% chance of rain on the 4th of July. This is KPR. Aaron Copland himself directing the Philharmonia Orchestra for Grover's Corners. Next on KPR, Luigi Boccherini. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you. Thank you so much. But also from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is it Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for this cello quintet, Luigi Boccherini now on KPR. There's a cello quintet by Luigi Boccherini from Opus 37 with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Chamber Ensemble players. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, and Jeff Watson has a Bohemian dance, afternoon news, and stardate, and then how about a Norwegian's composer telling of the Romeo and Juliet story through music. And after that, a theme and variations by Antonin Dvorak, and Cécile Chaminade, her concert piece for piano and orchestra, before we hear some Antonio Vivaldi and Arnold Bax. Some great classical music coming up to keep you company between noon and 3 this afternoon. Thanks for listening to KPR, and thank you so much for supporting us last week during our silent summer drive. You helped us raise $25,000, which was sorely needed. KansasPublicRadio.org.
This is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization, so you can decide. This is NPR.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News here on KPR. It's 12 noon. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3, and again online it's kansaspublicradio.org. Let's take a look at the updated forecast. It's about the same, very hot today. There's a heat advisory in effect from now until 8 o'clock. The high should be about 96 actual degrees. We're at 92 in Lawrence with a 30% chance for rain today. Then tonight it's a 90% chance. Wednesday a 50% chance. Wednesday night 80%. Even on the 4th of July, we have a 60% chance of rain at different parts of the day. It's 12:01. Good afternoon. This is KPR.
Live from